1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Save big money in all things outdoors with 11% off at Menards. Protect vehicles, outdoor equipment, and more with ShelterLogic storage solutions. With a heavy-duty steel frame and waterproof cover, the ShelterLogic Auto Shelter Portable Garage is the perfect choice. Right now, get a 10 by 20-foot auto shelter for $299.99 after 11% off. Good through October 15th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jackamake, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Third quarter underway as Jimenez knocks down a long two from the right wing for Wisconsin. And the third quarter starts with the Badgers hitting the first field goal of the third, 30-24 St. Louis. 6-point lead. They led by 8 at halftime. Free throw line jumper short by Kennedy. Chased down Jimenez. Off her hands. No, Kennedy pokes it free. Out of bounds, St. Louis. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. Tramick gives to Leitzinger. Top of the key. Wisconsin playing without Sarah Williams on the bench. Right knee injury. Douglas hands off Leitzinger on the right wing. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Nat. Cuts down the lane. Draws some contact. Tries to go off the glass. No good. Picked up St. Louis and she wanted that foul. Billikens front court. It's Calhoun. Bouncing down low. Kennedy defended by Leitzinger. Pivoting. Going up. Up and in. Peyton Kennedy, the senior from Rockford, Illinois. Coming off 31 points. Other side, Schrammick slides out of bounds, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Billikens. Oh, and a foul call. Schrammick had it in the front court and goes up. He got swatted out of bounds by Simon, who then gets called for the foul. 8-point deficit for the UW here in the great eight. Schrammick, first free throw, good. Brooke Schrammick, who had an opportunity to come back for another season at Wisconsin, instead calling it quits after this year. Second one, good. And the senior from Naperville, Illinois, puts two on the board at the free throw line with 8:35 to play in the third quarter. 32-26, St. Louis leading the ball. McMakin to Calhoun, outside right, Douglas on her. To the top of the key, Calhoun lost it to McMakin. Right arc, Douglas defends. High post catch Kennedy at the free throw line. Downhill, drops it off, low left, Martinez layup good. 34-26, St. Louis with the lead, Wisconsin with the basketball. And by the way, Saniya Copeland hasn't returned either for the Badgers. She's not on the bench. after getting an elbow in the face. Foul. The whistle stops play. Foul against St. Louis. For the Badgers. Oh, Copeland is on the bench. Sitting actually right next to Sarah Williams. Pardon me. And then St. Louis tries to knock it out of play, and it's last touched by the Billikens. So Copeland is on the bench, but also in her warm-ups, right next to Sarah Williams. Douglas looking. Finds Porter, high right side. Porter fires to Stramick out on top. Brooke looking, trying to hand off to Ronnie, and does. Porter behind a Stramick screen, has it right of the lane. Now has nowhere to go with eight on the shot clock. Bounces to the baseline to Brooke. Back out on top. Chased down by Douglas. Over to Leitzinger with 2 seconds on the shot clock. She'll drive in. Left of the lane. High off the backboard. No touch of the rim. Shot clock violation. St. Louis ball. 7:37 to go in the third. Martinez outside left. Trying to back down Jimenez in the paint. Pivoting, going up right hand. Missed it too strong. Rebound Martinez. Goes to McMakin at the left elbow. Kick out to Calhoun. 7:15 and counting to go in the third quarter. Calhoun, screened by Kennedy, has it free now. Top of the key, hard bounce, McMakin, right elbow. Jumper's up, and the jumper hits the rim, the backboard, and down through the bottom of the net. 10-point Billikens lead. They've led by as many as 11 in the game. 6:57 to go in the third. Drive by Porter. Whistle and a foul. No shot put up by Ronnie. Badgers right now playing without two starters. One of them is their leading scorer. First team all Big Ten selection and the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. That's Sarah Williams, who's still on the bench. Right knee is not iced up anymore, but she looks like she's not returning. Here's Porter. Free throw good. So now, the second leading scorer on the team is Ronnie Porter. 5'4" sophomore. Over her last three games, free throw up and in, is averaging about 15 and a half points per game. She scored in double figures her last three, and they're going to need her scoring here in the second half. Who's next up on the list of leading scorers for Wisconsin? Copeland averages about 7, Williams about 18, so you're missing about 25 points per game. Drive in by Calhoun. Hard bang into Jimenez, who's slow to get up on her hands and knees. And a trip called against, I believe, Jimenez. Nope, it's against Schrammick, but it is against Wisconsin. First team foul against the Badgers. Now 36-28 is your score. Each team has scored 6 points here in the third. 6:40 to go. McMakin, left elbow. Working on Leitzinger, back out, topside Gray. Douglas jumps right into Gray's dribble, ties her up. Jump ball, it'll be St. Louis with the possession arrow. Gray left it out there, and then Douglas just lunged at the basketball as Gray was about to put it back on the floor and force the jump ball. Martinez with 9 on the shot clock, high toss. Caught by Simon, back to the basket to McMakin. Long two on the left is pure. McMakin with 2 to put it out to a 10-point game, 38-28. She's got 9, St. Louis by 10. Jimenez, outside right. Feeds Schrammick to post right. Back to Jimenez, cutting in the lane. Kick out, Leitzinger's open left side. 3 is through. Big time shot from Natalie Leitzinger. Great 8 here on the Badgers. Trail by 7 on their home court. There is Martinez driving. Hard bump by Porter. Who are they going to get with that one? Foul on Porter. Thought maybe Martinez shoved off with the forearm. I think that's what Ronnie's saying, too, to the official. Who? I want to go back and look at that after the game. Here's Martinez. high right side. Porter defends. They're on to double screen. Martinez, top of the key. Badgers zone look defensively to Martinez. Now left of the lane. Simon. Simon pivoting on that right foot. Drops it off down low. McMakin missed it. McMakin got it back. Bounces a couple of times off the back rim and down. 40-31. St. Louis 9-point lead. Wisconsin basketball. 5:27 to go in the third. Here's Porter. Double teaming on the wing. The Douglas. Kick out. Stramick. Topside three. Get in there. No. Just a touch too strong. Off the hands of Porter. Right into the hands of Leitzinger. Fresh 24 Wisconsin. Nat to the right. Porter tries the three. That one's short. And Martinez has it. Leitzinger hits the floor. Foul St. Louis and Julia Martinez. Is the fourth team foul against St. Louis in this quarter. Wisconsin 2 of 6 from the floor. St. Louis 5 of 8. But the Badgers only trail by 1 on the scoreboard at 10-9 in the quarter. And they weren't ready to start the inbounds. What's going on here? A late sub come in. They had 6 on the floor. Gray came in. Now Gray's back out. Now they're saying Gray come in. Kennedy's out. And now the official's talking to the scorer's table. Now Kennedy's coming back in for Gray. Okay. Last foul is on Martinez, her third. Here's Porter to inbound, left baseline. Looking, Leitzinger catches, left wing. Plenty of time on the shot clock. 16 seconds. Flips to Porter. Tries to throw it inside over the head of Stramick and out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. Once again, the winner of this great 8 game here tonight will face Vermont in the Fab Four. Vermont picked up the victory over one of the other Big Ten teams still alive in the WNIT, Purdue. Minnesota currently playing, as well as Wisconsin out of the Big Ten. Here's Gray on the right. Bowls over Leitzinger right of the lane, then tries to bounce through traffic, knocked out of bounds by Wisconsin. St. Louis ball when we come back. 4:49 to go in the third quarter. It's the Billikens 40, the Badgers 31. This is Wisconsin Badger basketball from Learfield.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
So you need a new roof, but you don't know where to start? You're thinking, a roof is just a roof, right? Wrong. I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing, and I want to tell you what makes us different from all the other roofers. We are Wisconsin's oldest roofing company, having been in business since 1934. We aren't like other roofing companies who are here today, gone tomorrow. We stand behind our work. The products we use are of the highest quality. We are one of Owens Corning's elite platinum preferred contractors and have maintained that status for over 14 years. We even offer a 50-year non-prorated, fully transferable warranty. But what makes us really stand out is the quality of our workmanship. We hire only the best in their craft, and we hire around our core values. We are hardworking, we care for people, we do what's right, and we're flexible. So if you value your home and expect quality, give us a call at 920-ROOFING or go to 920roofing.com.
People you know, call 920-ROOFING.
Classic.com. That's CrazyLegsClassic.com.
We
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. From the Kohl's Center, John Audius with you. Third quarter, 4:49 to go in this third. It's St. Louis 40, Wisconsin 31. The Billikens have outscored the Badgers by a single point here in the third at 10-9. 5 of 8 from the floor for St. Louis. 62% Wisconsin, 2 of 6 from the floor. They have hit 1 3-pointer, 33% from the field here in the third. Overall in the game, St. Louis is shooting 40%, the Badgers 29%. And Wisconsin's going to try to make this comeback. They haven't led in this game yet, but without two starters, down Sarah Williams, who left basically right away. She hasn't played more than a few seconds here. Let me see what they actually have her in there for. Have her in for 1 minute, but she was out right away in the first quarter with a right knee injury. Copeland, late second quarter, got an elbow to the face. She hasn't returned. Tessa Grady in there right now for the Badgers. McMakin, air ball from the left elbow. Out of bounds, Wisconsin ball, down 9. Badgers were down 8 to start the third quarter. On the floor, Porter, Douglas, Leitzinger, Grady, and Tramick. Wisconsin's going to have to do it, minus 2 starters if they want to move to the Fab Four. Tramick poked away out on top, stolen Calhoun. She has it, uncontested, layup, left hand in. This matches St. Louis's largest lead of the game. It's at 11. Grady outside left for the Badgers. Driving to the left baseline, kicking to Tramick, skipping it near side. Leitzinger catches. Nat with it, dribbles to the head of the key. Over to Tramick, now tries to lob inside to Douglas, and it's stolen by Simon. St. Louis ball, Calhoun crosses the timeline, Porter on her. Under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Gray fighting with Porter. Throwing to McMakin. Bobbled it. Short corner 2 is not going to fall, but she was fouled by Grady on the jump shot. So Kyla McMakin will go to the free throw line. Really interesting story. She's a transfer from Longwood. She's one of only 3 players to score 1,000 points at each of her 2 schools. So she scored 1,600 points at Longwood. She's 1,200 points at St. Louis. So she has almost 2,900 career points in college. Insane number. And the free throw is no good by McMakin. Had 17 points and hit 2 threes in the win over Purdue Fort Wayne in the Super 16 to get here. Next one by McMakin is in. So now St. Louis has its largest lead of the game, 43-31. Wisconsin needs some scoring. But who will they go to on the floor? Leading scorer tonight is Leitzinger with 8. Here's Porter trying to turn the corner. Stopped on the right baseline. It has the around. Calhoun, reverse layup in for Porter. Maybe it's Ronnie Porter who can jumpstart the Badgers. Down by 10. 3:30 to play, third quarter. A lot of time to be played here. That's the important thing to remember. Great 8, WNIT winner to move to the Fab Four and get Vermont. Calhoun between the circles. Porter has her out on top. Trying to post up. High post is Shavers. They force Simon to catch it with 5 on the shot clock. High left side now in the paint to Shavers around. Douglas missed it. 2 on the shot clock. Didn't hit the rim. Martinez has it. Shot clock violation. Martinez saying it hit the rim. It did not. Martinez still with the ball, pointing at the rim. Now she hands it off to the official. 10-point deficit for Wisconsin. 3:05 to go. We'll see what the Badgers can do. Final minutes of the third. Now the two officials are talking with each other. Not sure what they're talking about. Are they talking about that shot clock violation? In real time, it didn't look like it hit the rim. And I think that's what we're going with. All right. Wisconsin ball down by 10. Badgers have been outscored 13-11 here in the third. Here's Porter. left sideline. Calhoun has it. To the corner, and Grady puts it on the floor on a drive down the lane. Grady goes up, fouled by Kennedy, but Grady will go to the free throw line. So Tessa Grady, 6'2 freshman out of Dublin, Ohio, now at the free throw line, with some big free throws upcoming for Bucky. Wisconsin is 8 of 9 at the foul line tonight. And here is Grady, who's 1 of 1 this season at the free throw line. Make it 2 for 2. Next one is no good, and Kennedy grabs it. St. Louis ball, Wisconsin trailing 43-34. Shavers has it on Grady, right hand, hook is in. Down low in the paint, two for Shavers. 2.5 minutes to go in the third. 11-point St. Louis lead over the Badgers. Jimenez, outside right for Wisconsin. Screened by Douglas. Giannis lost the basketball, retrieves it. Bumps into a defender down the lane. Collides hard with Gray, who's down on the floor. Jimenez pops right back up. Foul against Gray, and Gray is still down on the floor for St. Louis. She's holding her left leg, and they collided pretty hard. And now Gray is going to be looked at. 45-34 is your score. St. Louis, 7 of 12 from the field, and still on the floor is Gray. Kind of tested out, it looks like, her left ankle and rolling it around, making sure that she can do that. Now she's going to be helped up. She's going to limp off the court. Actually kind of skipped off the court, to be honest with you. 2:14 to go, third quarter. Leading scorers for Wisconsin, Leitzinger with 8, Porter with 8. No Sarah Williams, if you're just joining us. She got injured in the first minute of the game. Hasn't returned, right knee injury. Sanaya Copeland got elbowed in the face in the last 2 minutes of the second quarter, has not returned. Now here's Giannis Jimenez at the free throw line for the UW. 74% this year. Wisconsin's gonna need to get all the points wherever they can at this point in the game. Next one by Jimenez is through. All right, now it's time to play defense. 2:12 to go, third quarter. 45-36, 9-point Billikens lead. Calhoun, front court, on the right side. Tries to go downhill on Porter, stopped at the free throw line. Ball loose, stolen by Wisconsin. 2 minutes to go in the third. Here's Jimenez, front court, left wing. Dribbles away from a Douglas screen, then gives it to Hallie. Douglas to Porter. On top. Ronnie, top of the key. Right-hand dribble. Working on Calhoun. Trying to get by her. Does. Going to the rim. Strong move. Missed it. Rebound. Douglas. Bouncing to Jimenez in the corner, who faked a three. Lobs mid-post left to Hallie. In the lane. Douglas leans in. Scores off the backboard for 2. 90 seconds to go, and the Badgers are down by 7. Front court for the Billikens. It's Martinez. Now the fans here at the Kohl Center starting to get loud. 7-point deficit. St. Louis is led by as many as 12. Martinez outside left, dribbles top of the key. Jimenez has it to the left side. It's picked up by our teammate Clegg. Clegg driving left baseline. Throws it back out on top. Martinez fires inside. Kennedy has it. Triple team. Tied up by Porter. Oh, and a foul called against Wisconsin. Possession arrow to Wisconsin if they wanted to call the jump ball. Instead, it is the fourth foul of the quarter against the UW. It's Porter's third of the game. Calhoun catches right corner. 1 minute to play in the third to Clegg. Topside three. She drills it. Ten-point game. That's a big moment. Porter. Sophomore guard for the Badgers. Midcourt spins around Calhoun. Top of the key. Working Calhoun. Driving to the rim and scoring is Porter. 30 seconds to go in the third. Clegg, quick three left side. No good. Ripped down by Jimenez. Here comes Bucky. Down by eight. Porter catches. The Badgers going to wait for one shot. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Let's see if they can cut into the St. Louis lead here in the great eight at the WNIT. Porter standing at the motion W. Defended by Calhoun. Drives to her right. 8 seconds to play in the quarter. Gives to Jimenez. Jimenez down the lane. In the lane, shot up and in for Jimenez. 2 seconds to play in the quarter, and there's the buzzer. And Wisconsin gets it down to six. After three quarters from the Kohl Center in Madison, St. Louis 48, Wisconsin 42, and there are 10 more minutes left in this great eighth game here tonight. We'll be back with more WNIT action after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles, or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Minutes left in this WNIT great eight matchup between Wisconsin and St. Louis, 48-42. Billikens by six. Time for tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go all the way to the first quarter, and Sanaya Copeland with the hot shooting from the outside. 48-46. Copeland's open for three on the left, and it's through. Sanaya Copeland drills the triple. That's our ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC energizing your future with smart careers. Copeland, unfortunately, elbow to the face left late second quarter. Sarah Williams left in the first minute of the game for Wisconsin. So two starters down, and the Badgers are down by 6 points. 48-42 as we start the final quarter. Winner to move to the Fab Four in the WNIT and face Vermont. Here we go. Fourth quarter is here. Porter bouncing for Leitzinger at the motion W to Douglas down low on the left. Shot over Kennedy. No. Knocked out of bounds by Kennedy. It'll be Wisconsin ball just underway in the final quarter here tonight. Looking inbound left baseline to Leitzinger short corner. Natalie brings it out with the right hand dribble and hands off to Porter, high left side. Porter steps into a three, left side, no. Clangs off the rim, rebound St. Louis, picked up by Simon in the backcourt. See what Wisconsin can do. 9.5 minutes to go in this one. 6 point Billikens lead. St. Louis basketball. Calhoun brings it out high left.
left side. Has it on the wing. Porter on Calhoun. Dribbles to the top of the key. Pushes it to the left to McMakin. McMakin, pull up mid-range, left side, good. 8-point St. Louis lead. Just about close to 1 minute gone by here in the final quarter. 9 to go. And Greet Porter on the motion W with two defenders to Jimenez. Hard bounce inside. Picked up Leitzinger. Brings it back out with the dribble. To Porter, right of center. Left hand pass over to Jimenez. Now fires it inside. Leitzinger, ball fake up. No, and a foul. And Leitzinger will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair for Wisconsin, where the Badgers have made 11 of 13 tonight. Leitzinger, the 5'8 senior from Monroe, Wisconsin, right at Black Hawk High School. 82% at the foul line this season. Free throw is up and no good. It was a 6-point lead for St. Louis to start. Next one is in. 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 50 to 43. 7-point St. Louis lead with the basketball. 8:40 to go in this game. Calhoun has it. Porter defends. And now a whistle as it was caught by McMakin on the wing. First team foul called against Wisconsin with 8:33 to go in this game. Calhoun catches the inbounds for the Billikens. Around a double screen, it's Calhoun now head of the key. Porter on her. Calhoun pushes to Martinez. Guys go around Grady at the free throw line. Pass deflected by Grady. Picked up by Leitzinger. Turnover St. Louis. Leitzinger weaving her way into the front court. Finds Porter on the left wing. Porter to Douglas. High post to the corner. Grady's open. Catch and shoot. Three is in. Tessa Grady. 4-point game. 50 to 46. Lots of time to play. Martinez to McMakin. Long two left of the wheel. Missed it wide left. Into the lap of Grady. Badgers ball down by 4. Porter, high left side for Wisconsin. 7:39 to go. Here comes the double screen for Ronnie. Has it right of center. Throws back to her left. Grady, how about another one? Get in there short on the left side 3. Out of bounds. Porter saves it. And it's touched last by St. Louis. By Wisconsin. Porter jumps over some photographers. I think they changed the call. It'll be Wisconsin ball. Now Porter's slow to get up. And Porter, she's got a smile on her face. I think she's going to be okay. She kept that ball alive. And now Wisconsin gets another try. Porter will inbound. She's okay. Wisconsin already down 2 starters. Porter to Leitzinger. Catches top side. Still has it. Goes to Jimenez. Left of the wheel. Jimenez to the right elbow. 5 on the shot clock to Ronnie. Porter slicing in through the lane. Throws it up and in. 2-point game. 7:10 to go. Timeout St. Louis. 6-0 Wisconsin run. 7:08 to go in this game. A trip to the Fab Four on the line. 50 to 48 St. Louis over Wisconsin. And this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Labor Day savings are here at Lowe's. Get up to an additional $1,500 off select major kitchen appliances. And save $100 off select laundry pairs priced $1,396 or more. Plus, make your big purchases easy with Lowe's Pay, our new flexible buy now, pay later payment option. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/6. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details. Subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. John Audius with you courtside tonight from the Kohl Center. WNIT, great 8 action, and it's picking up now in the fourth. 7:08 to go in this game. 50-48. St. Louis with a 2-point lead, but the Badgers are on a 6-0 run over the last 1 minute and 40 seconds. St. Louis is led by as many as 12. That came about midway through the third quarter. After three, it was a 6-point game at 48-42. And now the Badgers have outscored St. Louis 6-zip, 6-2 in the quarter, and they're down by just 2 points. Wisconsin's doing this without Sarah Williams for the entirety of the game, basically. Lost in the first minute of the first quarter. And without Saniah Copeland, who was lost with about 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. So down two starters, and now down by 2 points. In this second half, the Badgers are shooting 53% from the field. Overall, 8 of 15 in the third and fourth quarters combined. St. Louis, 56% from the floor in the second half. And the fans at the Kohl Center want more. Down by two. Simon has it high post for St. Louis. Billikens leading the ball. Flips to Martinez. Martinez right side. Tries to work on Porter. Picked up now by Jimenez to Simon. Out on top to Kennedy. Late getting over is Douglas on the three try. It's no good. Fighting for it, Jimenez and Gray. And they're still fighting for it even though the whistles are... trying to tell him to stop, and Mendez gets out of there. Smirk on her face. I love that toughness, D. Oh, that was good. She wasn't going to give it away. Just holding on with Gray and not letting go. Gray finally gets a smile on her face, and Mendez did too as they were tangled up. And the jump ball to St. Louis. Billikens 50, Badgers 48. 6:45 and counting to go. Kennedy catches to Martinez on top. Winner to move to the Fab Four. To the right side, Gray. Jab step on Leitzinger. Now drives in. Right of the lane. Jumper over Jimenez is no good and a foul. Gray goes to the free throw line. Okay. Team foul number two against Wisconsin, and it's going to put Brooklyn Gray to the free throw line. 5'11 sophomore from Rockford, Illinois, is an 83% free throw shooter. Big free throws coming up. Right now the Badgers currently on a 6-0 run. Here's Gray, lines it up, and it rolls off no good. It'll be at least a one-possession game if she does make this, with Wisconsin having the opportunity to perhaps tie it with a three. And the next one's in. So the 6-0 run is done. Wisconsin front court. Grady fires it down low. Douglas to the corner. Jimenez. Jimenez driving left baseline. Defender in the air. Layup in. Jimenez. Tough finish down low. 1-point game. 51-50 St. Louis. And we've got 6 minutes and 15 seconds to go in this game. Martinez gives it up to Gray. To the left elbow. Fires it out to Kennedy. Pushes over on Douglas. And a blocking foul called against the Badgers. Now, something to keep an eye on now. That is the third team foul against Wisconsin. Two more put St. Louis in the bonus the rest of the game. And there's 6 minutes and 4 seconds to play in this game. 1 point, Billikens lead, 51-50. McMakin to inbound. to Simon on the left baseline. Leitzinger has it. Simon backing her down. Jimenez comes over, pokes it free, and it goes off of Giannis. Jimenez trying to claim that it was last touched by St. Louis. As she came over. Ooh, that was close. Martinez to McMakin. Billiken's ball. Top of the arc. High post Kennedy. Nine on the shot clock. Kennedy spins into Douglas. Got her shot rejected. Oh, and a foul called against Douglas. Oh, my goodness. There. Oh, they actually get Jimenez for the foul. Third foul against Jimenez, fourth against the Badgers. Free throw falls for Kennedy. Peyton Kennedy, 89% free throw shooter. 52-50 Billiken's lead. Next one goes down. Spun around the rim. Goes off the backboard. 5:48 to go. Wisconsin down by three with the Rock. Lots of time left. Jimenez has it. Dribbling to the left wing. To the corner and Grady. Grady gets free. A three ball left side. No good. Douglas saves it. Down low to Jimenez. Who lays it up and in. What a save by Douglas. 1 point game. 53-52. St. Louis. Ball and the lead. 5:20 to go. Martinez out on top for the Billikens. Dribbles to the right arc. Behind a screen by Kennedy. At the free throw line. Bouncing down low. Out of bounds. Looking for McMakin. Turnover St. Louis. This Badgers team is energized in the fourth quarter. Court Porter. Wisconsin can take the lead with a basket. They've never led in this game. Jimenez, left corner. 14 on the shot clock. Now tries to attack. Throws to Douglas. Open three right side for the lead. Halfway down and it popped out. Ball being fought for. Grady's on the floor. Holding her left hip. Ball goes out of bounds. And a foul against Wisconsin, I believe. And there's a timeout on the floor. The three by Douglas doesn't drop. And actually, the foul, check it. Apologies. That foul was called against Kennedy for fourth. So it'll be Wisconsin ball with 4:43 to go in the game. Down by one when we come back. Grade 8 at the WNIT. And this is Wisconsin Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Celebrating over 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badgers Athletics. John Audius with you at the Kohl Center. Grade 8 at the WNIT. The winner of this one moves to the Fab Four. Well, they will face Vermont as Vermont gets by Purdue tonight in the other Grade 8 quarterfinal. Let's see if we can get to the final score here. 67-59, the win for the Catamounts. over the Boilermakers. So Vermont awaits the winner of this one here tonight in Madison. Meanwhile, check the WNIT scoreboard. Minnesota in action, and the Gophers trail Wyoming 40-36 with about 2 minutes to play in the third. So one Big Ten team gone in the quarterfinals. That was Purdue. One Big Ten team here tonight playing in Madison. The Badgers down one, and then Minnesota down four. Wisconsin has never led in this game. 4:43 to go. They're down by one. Inbound finds Grady. Here's Grady. Down the lane. Grady draws some contact. Goes up. Oh, and a charge called against Grady. It'll go right back to St. Louis. Love to see the replay on that one. Grady bangs into Shavers. And Grady gets called for the offensive foul. Her second. 1 point, Billikens lead. They have the basketball. 4:30 to go. Here's Calhoun, left baseline on Porter. Chasing. Calhoun has it now right at the lane. To McMakin. McMakin trying to work on Douglas. Bangs into Hallie. Kicks out to Calhoun. Top of the key. Calhoun driving. Left hand. Throws it up. No good. Tipped into the air. Douglas comes down with it for the Badgers. Lost it. And a travel. She came down to the floor, but she was trying to get rid of the ball. These calls are costly at this point. Douglas also claiming that her hands were being held as she was trying to get rid of the ball. Let's watch the replay. The shot went up by Calhoun. Douglas had it. Oh, she fell down. She was throwing it away before she hit the floor. I don't like that call. Shavers, right hand down low, missed it. Porter has it. 4:03 to go. Down by one. Porter driving in. Contact and a foul. Shot no good. And Porter goes to the free throw line with an opportunity to give Wisconsin its first lead of the evening. Porter, tonight Wisconsin's leading scorer along with Jimenez, each have 12. It's the fourth straight game Porter has gone for 10 or more. Coming into this great eight game, she had been averaging 15.6 points per game over her last three. Now she'll have two free throws. First one, no good. ...70% free throw shooter. Porter can tie the game with this free throw. And that one falls. Rattled around and dropped through. We're tied. 3:50 to go. Fans on their feet at the Kohl Center. Martinez, hard bounce for Simon, high post, back to Martinez, working down low, in the paint, right hand hook, missed it, Jimenez tips it twice, into the hands of Douglas, Wisconsin can take its first lead of the game, 3:35 to go, Jimenez fires to her left, Porter has it left of the lane, working to Douglas, to the right corner, it's Leitzinger, fans still on their feet, back to Douglas in the quarter. Shot clock's getting down to 10. A runner by Porter for the lead. Pops out. Leitzinger has it down low. Jump ball. Possession arrow, Wisconsin. ...3:16 to go. 53-53. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Wisconsin ball. Douglas grabs the inbounds. Hands off to Porter. The Badgers need a bucket for the lead. Porter driving, kicking, left side. Douglas for the lead, no. Tipped into the air, out of bounds, but who touched it? Wisconsin did. St. Louis ball. Watching the replay. Close. Might have been. Oh, I think it was off the hands of Simon. Saw another angle. St. Louis will get the ball. Tie game. under 3 minutes to go. Kennedy left to center. One bounce to McMakin. Working on Leitzinger. Foul against Leitzinger on a drive by McMakin. St. Louis in the bonus. They'll shoot a pair of free throws to take the lead back. St. Louis has led by as many as 12 in the second half. They started the quarter up by 6 and got it up to as many as 8 in the fourth. Now McMakin to break the tie. And it's up and through. 79% free throw shooter, Kyla McMakin. One-point St. Louis lead. Next one is up, and that one's going to fall. Two-point St. Louis lead. 2:47 to go. Porter walks across the timeline. Screened by Leitzinger. Ronnie to the right elbow. Porter throws it back to her left over the head of Leitzinger. Grabbed by Grady. To Jimenez between the circles. Shot clock is winding down to 10 seconds. Fires inside. Douglas jump pass back over to Porter. Right side three. Nope, it's short. Porter got it back in the lane. Porter drives off the backboard. No, and a foul. Ronnie to the free throw line to see if she can tie the game with two. Porter, 3 of 4 from the charity stripe tonight. Stops the clock. 2:23 to go in this game. 55-53 St. Louis. The Badgers trying to make it to the Fab Four. For the first time since 2007, free throw in. Here's the next one by Porter. And that one's in. 55-55. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in this game. The fans at the Kohl Center are loud, and they're on their feet. Martinez flips it to Kennedy, mid-post right. Back out, back inside. Douglas comes away with the steal. Wisconsin, once again, has the opportunity to take their first lead of the game. Jimenez flies into the front court with the handle between her legs. Hands off to Porter. Under 2 minutes to go. 55-55. Porter and Wisconsin with possession. Out near the motion W, Porter drives to her left, far side of the court, to Douglas, left wing. 6 on the shot clock. Skips it to Grady for the lead. No, off the rim. Rebounded St. Louis. Martinez has it. And now a reach and foul against Porter in the backcourt with a minute 34 will put St. Louis back at the free throw line. And once again, St. Louis to the line. Yeah, Porter tried to pop it away from behind. She reached in. Good call. Foul against Ronnie, her third. At the line, Martinez. 67% free throw shooter. First one's in. St. Louis back on top by one. 94 seconds to go in this great eight matchup. Next one by Martinez is in. 2-point Billikens lead. St. Louis, 6 of 7 from the line in the fourth. The Badgers trail by 2, 89 seconds to play. Douglas spins over to the left side to Jimenez. To the corner, Grady for 3. And the lead, and it's in! First lead of the game. A minute 14 to go. 58-57. Calhoun got 3 and lays it up and in. From the left side, 1-point Billikens lead. 1 minute to go. Porter bumped by Calhoun. Team foul number 5 against St. Louis. Porter to the free throw line. 59.2 seconds to go. Tessa Grady with the go-ahead 3. And then St. Louis came down and went right to the rim with Calhoun.
And Porter ties the game with one free throw. She'll have one more. To give Wisconsin a one-point lead. And it's in. Timeout, St. Louis. 59.2 seconds to go, and the Badgers lead by 1 point in the fourth quarter of this great pink matchup here in Madison this evening. Wisconsin taking its first lead of the game on a Tessa Grady three. Then they retake the lead with two free throws from Porter. But Grady makes that with a minute 19. It was Wisconsin's first lead of the contest as they have been going back and forth with St. Louis down the stretch, outscoring the Billikens in this quarter by seven. Remember, Wisconsin was down by six to start the fourth. They trailed by as many as eight in this quarter. But the Grady three gave them their first lead. Two free throws by Porter. They're back on top, 60-59. 59.2 seconds to go, St. Louis basketball. Calhoun to Martinez. To Kennedy, right side, around Douglas, right at the lane. Short jumper off the window. St. Louis on top. Timeout, Wisconsin. And so the Badgers, with 53.5 seconds, take the timeout, and they will advance to the front court. As Wisconsin now has, I believe, three timeouts left in this game. So that's not an issue there. Possession arrow is to St. Louis. But it is Wisconsin ball, and they'll move it into the front court after the timeout. Down by a point, 53.5 seconds to play. Remember, no Sarah Williams, no Saniah Copeland, down two starters. We'll see if the Badgers can pull it off. Here's Leitzinger. Finds Porter between the circles. High screen Douglas. Porter, triple teamed, trying to get out of there with it. And Martinez comes away with the steal. St. Louis pushes to the front court. 43 seconds, no foul. Oh, and Jimenez fouled Simon, I believe, with 40.9 seconds. Could have played that out. Now St. Louis has a chance to be up three. It'll put Simon to the free throw line. 77%. Wisconsin could have played it out on defense. But instead, St. Louis will have some free throws. First one, short. Still a one-point game. St. Louis 61, Wisconsin 60. 40.9 seconds to play. Simons, next one is in. Two-point game. Wisconsin takes a timeout. They have two remaining. And the Badgers will advance to the front court. 40.9 seconds to play. Ronnie Porter, 17 points, leads Wisconsin in scoring tonight, followed by Giannis Jimenez with 12. Leitzinger has 9, Douglas and Grady with 7. So the Badgers are down by 2. They don't need to go for 3 at this point of the game. The Badgers have knocked down just 5 of 23 three-pointers this evening. That is 22%. Overall in the game, 36% shooting, while St. Louis is up near 41% from the field. But Wisconsin is down by 2. Still relatively a lot of time, 40.9 seconds.
So the UW breaks its huddle. Grady will inbound. On the floor, Douglas, Schrammick, Leitzinger, Porter, along with Grady. Here we go. Wisconsin down by two. Grady bounces for Schrammick, tries to get it back to Tessa, stolen by Martinez. Up the right side.